East Bay Congressman Eric Swalwell hosted a community meeting with LGBTQ leaders and the Alameda County Sheriff's Office to discuss how to keep the community safe after the weekend incident. Swalwell strongly condemned the Proud Boys' disruption and said the whole community is standing stronger than ever to defend LGBTQ rights.
To the Proud Boys, what I tell you today after talking to this group is you have nothing to be proud of for what you did to children. And it would be a compliment to call you boys because you acted like babies with the maturity level that you brought. But I did see a pride community today that is going to vigilantly stand guard for our values of equality and justice.
He also told reporters the library plans to host pride events every month for the rest of the year in response to the threatening action. Community leader Harris Mojaddedi denounced what he called a climate of hate against LGBTQ people that is spreading across the Bay Area. He also urged the district attorney's office to charge the incident as a hate crime.
We are seeing far too much hate. We are seeing it every day, and sadly, the San Francisco Bay Area is not exempt from this hate. I had the honor of leading a joint statement from several elected officials, both LGBTQ and allies, to urge the district attorney's office to charge to the fullest extent this incident as a hate crime because we cannot tolerate it. This hate has reached Alameda County, and we must push it back.
Lieutenant Ray Kelly from the Alameda County Sheriff's Department said law enforcement will be more vigilant to protect upcoming events during the rest of Pride Month. He said authorities are investigating the incident as a possible hate crime and a harassment of children. But he emphasized the investigations are complex because they involve constitutional issues of free speech.
These cases, as simple as it sounds, when you get down to some of these constitutional issues, you have to figure out where does the free speech stop and where does the criminal behavior begin? And was that criminal behavior with a hate focused because of hatred toward this community? And so that's what we're doing. All of that information will be compiled. We'll send that over to our district attorney. We've spoken with our district attorney. She is very aware of this. She'll assign her top team of investigators, and those legal professionals will decide the best course of action for this.
Kelly confirmed to reporters that the people involved in the attack are a small group of friends who live in the Bay Area, but not Alameda County. A report from the Human Rights Campaign showed that 57 transgender and gender non-conforming individuals were victims of deadly violence last year across the nation. I'm Violette Bellou, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.